This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that's all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I'm so grateful, as always, for you listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you have not yet subscribed to it, please go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. You can also go over to our Andy George Leadership YouTube channel for more content, as well as andygeorgecoaching.com. In this podcast, I want to talk about something that I think is going to help you immensely. Here's the title: Stop Being Comfortable. That's right, you heard me. Stop being comfortable. There's a quote from John Maxwell that says, if we are growing, we are always going to be out of our comfort zone. Stop being so comfortable. But Andy, isn't comfort the ultimate goal? I mean, seriously, isn't being comfortable financially, being comfortable relationally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, is that not our goal in life, to be comfortable, to be able to do what we want, when we want, where we want? Well, see, that's the problem. Our culture pushes comfort. The attitude of our culture that has impacted every one of us, whether you want to admit it or not, whether you really believe it's impacted you or not, trust me, it's impacted you. The attitude of our culture is just do whatever feels good, do it whenever you want, and do it with whomever you want. That's the culture we live in. It's a culture of comfort. If something gets uncomfortable, we have a tendency just to give up. You see this all the time. I mean, think about that for a moment. Think about how often you've seen this to be true. Instead of digging in, instead of pressing through the difficult and uncomfortable situation or uncomfortable conversation, people just walk away. I mean, look around with relationships, just even in your own life, whether it's projects, relationships, marriage, family, friends, sports. We live in a culture that for the most part, now I'm going to help us set apart and, you know, be above and be different than everybody else. But for the most part, when things get difficult, people leave. When marriages get tough, people leave. When something gets too tough physically, we just stop. If the pressure at work gets too intense, we just quit. And we literally are living in this culture where we are just walking away from things. We're walking away constantly. And so how do we avoid this? And quite honestly, where does that really get us? All we'll do is just keep bouncing from one place to another, all along the same plane, never growing, keeping our potential locked away deep inside of our own fears and our own doubts. And I want to say that one more time. When we don't grow, when we don't grow, when we don't push forward, we will just bounce from one place to another, all along the same plane of where we currently are, never growing. And here's what I want you to hear again. Keeping our potential locked away deep inside of our own fears and our own doubts. So before we discuss on how to grow through discomfort, I want to first take a quick look at a list of what causes us to be comfortable. These are the things that cause us to be comfortable in a way that honestly cause us to get stuck. We just get stuck. I mean, think about that. Think about how often, in whatever area of life you want to talk about, that you just feel stuck. You just feel, this is where I am. I'm just stuck here. And so here's some causes of comfortability. And I want you to think about if any of these apply to you. And if not you, maybe people around you can look into. So the first one is this. The first cause of being too comfortable in order to be stuck, number one, is a cushy job and a cushy paycheck. Now listen, that's not necessarily a bad thing, right? Everybody wants that good job. Everybody wants that good pay. Everybody wants that cushy job, that office in the corner, the windows, on and on it goes. Not necessarily a bad thing, but if it's causing you to stop pursuing the next level, we will find ourselves currently trapped. So yes, a cushy job and cushy paycheck is not a bad thing. But if we stop pursuing the next, whatever next is, growth in life, pursuit, whatever that is, then all it becomes, that cushy job and that cushy paycheck, just becomes a trap. Number two, the second cause of comfortability. We keep turning to sleeping, eating, and entertaining instead of dealing with growth. When we get stressed, when we feel pressure, we need to be careful not to reach for the easy and quick fix. So instead of leaning into the difficulty, instead of leaning in and pursuing the things that might be a little difficult, once again, we're in a culture that just sleep, just get lazy, just turn to food, just turn to entertainment, instead of just dealing with the growth. Now, I'll be the first to say that there's times in our life where we need a little escape, don't we? We have to hit the golf course. We got to go out and see a movie, go hang out with friends. We definitely need to sleep. So we need to do all those things, right? We know that. We know we have to do all those things. However, if that's what we turn to every time we feel the pressure, then we're going to create bad habits. Then instead of leaning in and going forward, we're going to get stuck, and then we're just going to turn to the things that make us feel good for a moment in order to avoid the pain of growth. Number three, the third cause, feeling as though you have arrived. And let's add on to that, comparing ourselves to the wrong people. So this is a big one. Feeling as if whatever field you're in, that you have arrived, like you are at the best that you will ever get, that's going to kill your growth. Let me just tell you another secret. You're not perfect. You can grow. You can get better in whatever it is you are trying to do in life. You can get better at it. There's no doubt about it that you can and I can get better at what we do. So when you add that to comparing yourself to the wrong people, you get stuck. And let me just tell you, you will always find somebody who you think you are better than. So if you're looking to prove yourself, don't look to the people that you think you're already better than, because that's what happens. I can look to this person over here and say, well, at least I'm not that person, or at least I'm not stuck in this role like this person, or at least my marriage doesn't look like this. At least my spouse is not that spouse, and my kids aren't their kids. At least. Listen, we can go down that list of comparison game all day long, but it's not going to get you anywhere. All it's going to get you is stuck. It's just going to get you stuck because you're going to look at the wrong people. So then we pat ourselves on the back, and we get stuck. We pat ourselves on the back and say, yay us, good job, and we get stuck. Number four, the fourth cause of comfortability is the fear of change and changing. Fear will paralyze us. We should not fear failure. We should not fear change. What we should fear is being in the same exact place we are right now a year from now. So what causes people not to try? It's an obvious one. We see this all the time. It's fear. I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to look bad. I don't want to make a mistake. Fear of change. I don't know what it's going to look like on the other side. I don't know what's going to happen next. What if I step outside of my comfort zone and I fail? Is that not one of the biggest fears that you and I face? I have a good job. What if I step outside to pursue the next and I fail? What if I move my family across country because I think I'm going after a better gig and a better job and I fail? And so what happens is we just stay where we are. We don't grow. We don't pursue growth. We stay where we are. But the biggest fear, like I said, shouldn't be the fear of failure or the fear of change. It should be being in the same place we are right now next year. Number five is this, self-doubt. Self-doubt will cause us to get comfortable and cause us to get stuck. So let me ask you just a bold, blunt question. Who told you that you can't do blank? Who told you that? Who created the self-doubt inside of you that told you that you will never be blank, that you can never accomplish blank, that you will never be able to do blank? Who told you that? And then let me follow up with this question. Why are you listening to them? Why are you listening to the haters? Why are you listening to the critics? Why are you listening to the opinions of other people? Never allow the opinion of somebody else define your life and your purpose. You cannot do that. Their opinion, although you might want to listen at times, it should not define who you are. And yet we allowed all these other voices to infiltrate inside of our mind. We allow them to get deep inside of who we are, and it affects us. It's hard not to let that affect you, right? So if you're doing something and you're putting yourself out there and you're performing at a certain level, and then people are doubting you and people are blowing you off, then it's going to create doubt over time, but you got to stop listening to it. Number six is this. The sixth cause of comfortability is laziness. The attitude that says, I'll get to it tomorrow. And then we say, I'll get to it tomorrow. You know what happens if we're not careful is tomorrow really quickly turns to a week. And a week really quickly turns to a month. And a month to a year. And a year to decades and years and years and years. You know it's true. We will always want to wait till tomorrow. Well, today is yesterday's tomorrow. So what did you want to do yesterday that you said, I'm going to put off till today Have you even done that yet? So we can't get lazy. Henry Cloud said it this way. He said, we change our behavior when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of changing. Consequences give us the pain that motivates us to change. What a great quote. That is such a true statement. Until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, we will not change. And the consequences that we are in right now gives us the pain that motivates us to change. So don't wait for that pain of being the same to be greater than the pain of change. Start to change now, because here's the bottom line. Being stuck stinks. It absolutely stinks being stuck. And there is pain in leadership growth. Don't knock that. Don't doubt that. There is absolute pain in leadership growth. But it is a pain that is incredibly worth it. To get to where you're going to go, to look back a week, a month, a year, 5 years from now and say, wow, look at how far I came. It was worth the pain. Now, can you say that today about where you were a year ago, where you were 5 years ago, where you were 10, 15 years ago? Can you say that now? Can you look back now? Or are you looking back at a bunch of tomorrows? Tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. Napoleon Hill said it this way. He said, strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. And that's true. We get stronger and we grow through continuous effort and struggle. It's not going to come easy, because you can only get so far on your natural talent, on your natural ability. You can only get so far in that. And then eventually that natural ability and talent is going to hit a ceiling and you've got to grow. So now let me close with this. Let's close with five ways to grow through the discomfort. So, okay, Andy, I get it. Okay, these are all the things that get me stuck. I'm with you. I can get that. I'm there. It's the laziness. It's, you know, it's turning to the quick fix. It's feelings all arrived. It's comparing to the wrong people. It's fear. It's self-doubt. It's laziness. Got it. So what do I do about it? What do I do about it? Let me give you five things to do to grow through the discomfort. Number one, you got to first answer this question. Why do I want to grow and why do I need to grow? You got to answer that. You got to answer the why question. The biggest question, right? Why do I want to grow? Why do I want to put myself through this? What is waiting for me on the other side that if I go down this path, I'm going to grow. I'm going to do something amazing. What is it that it is waiting for you? Why do you want to grow? Why do you need to grow? You got to be able to answer that question. The second question is this. The second way is to identify where you need to grow and ask the question, what's my first step? So not only identify why do I need to grow and why do I want to grow, but number two is identify where in my life, what area in my life do I need to grow in? And then ask the question, well, then what's my first step? And then guess what the next step is? You do it. I don't want to oversimplify it, but to some degree, it is that simple. Why do I want to grow? I don't want to get stuck, or I want to be at a different level. I want to get a better job. I want to be better physically, emotionally. I want to be at this place. This is why I want to grow. I want to do this. So where exactly are you going to start? Find that one area, find that first step, and then just do it. Just do that don't wait. Number three is this, the third way to grow through discomfort. Number three is to try something new. Let me tell you, live a little bit, like try something new. When was the last time you tried something, you took a risk, that you just did something that you were so, I don't care what it is, whether it's eating something, whether it was doing something, whether it was walking away, don't live with regret. Don't live with regret. Not that long ago, I was down in Mexico and I was walking by one of the pyramids, and outside of the pyramid, they have big buckets of insects that they've cooked to something and they put some sort of spices on it. And I had been to Mexico before and I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't think I'm going to do that. I've never ate an insect before. And I remember the last trip I was on to Mexico, my daughter was with me, and she's 14, and she walked past the insects. And I remember her just going, yeah, sure, and she took one and ate one. And I'm going, that is one that's really gross, but two, wow, I can't believe you just did that. Like, and I didn't do it the one time, and last time that I was there, I walked past it again, and I was going to go past it. And listen, I wasn't hungry. And I certainly wasn't hungry for an insect. Like, it wasn't like on my top list of things to eat that day, but it was something new. And I knew it wasn't going to kill me. At least I hope it wasn't going to kill me. It didn't kill my daughter. So I took one and I ate one. I'm going, And honestly, it wasn't that bad. No, I don't think I'd eat them regularly, but it wasn't that bad. Now, that's just a goofy little example, but you could apply that to anything. I don't want to leave there going, man, I really wish I would have. Don't live your life at the end of it when you're lying there on your deathbed and start to think to yourself, boy, I wish I would have done this. Try something new. Change your mindset from I can't to I can and I will. Number 4, discipline, not motivation, is the goal. Discipline, not motivation, is the goal. Be disciplined to actually do the plan, whether it's getting up early, whether it's working out, whether it's finishing a project, whether it's putting a growth plan into place, set growth goals and start moving that direction today. Do something today. Motivation is not your problem. It's discipline. Motivation is, and everybody wants to blame, I'm just not motivated to do it. I'm not motivated to get up. Or I'm not motivated to read. I'm not motivated, on and on it goes. Motivation is not your problem. It's discipline. So be disciplined to implement the plan in order to grow. Number 5 is this. Finally, the 5th way to grow through discomfort is you've got to push through the fear. There's no way around it. It is going to be scary. You're going to have fear. You're going to have doubt. You're going to have people that are doubting. You're going to have people telling you you're crazy. You're going to have people telling you not to do it. You've got to push through the fear. I was reminded as I was just doing some research on this and writing this out, I was reminded of a quote from the movie We Bought a Zoo. The person in the movie, Benjamin Mee, he said it this way, and I wanted to just share this because this is such a true statement. And he said it this way, you know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage, just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery, and I promise you something great will come of it. That is an amazing and true statement. So maybe you're listening to this podcast, and as I'm talking about comfort and doing something new and growing, maybe you got all these fears and all these doubts. What if you just took 20 seconds of insane courage? What if you took 20 seconds of embarrassing bravery and actually stepped out and took that first step? What could happen? So, my friend, what are you waiting for? The better version of you is just ahead of you. Can you see it? Can you see the better version of you just ahead of you? What are you waiting for? And by the way, if nobody has told you this lately, let me remind you, or maybe let me be the first to tell you, you can do this. You've got this. So thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope this has helped you. Ultimately, hope this has helped you to reach your potential. I hope it's helping you to find your purpose in life, and I hope it's helping you to live with passion. As a reminder, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Visit our YouTube channel, Andy George Leadership, and visit andygeorgecoaching.com for more information and more content. Until next time.